Hello, my name is Jennifer. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're conducting a public opinion survey on Maryland politics. Are you registered voted in Maryland?
Yes.
Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as president?
Both. I don't agree with a lot of both. I don't agree with a lot of the things that he's done, but some of them I'm okay with.
So you may say that you somewhat approve or somewhat disapprove.
I guess neither. I don't approve or disapprove of it.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job Westmore is doing as governor?
I like what he's been doing.
So you're strongly
of what Westmore has been doing.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove of the job Donald Trump did as president?
Disapprove, very much.
Is strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Very strongly disapprove.
Okay. Do you approve or disapprove the job Kamala Harris is doing as vice president?
I'm not sure. I haven't really paid much attention to what she's been doing.
Okay. And overall, will you say things in the country are moving in the right direction or moving in the wrong direction?
I think we are going to find out, and I don't know. I think we're going to find out whether it's going right or wrong. But
okay, I understand, but at the moment you don't have like a strong opinion on if it's right direction or the wrong direction.
I'd say I don't have any strong opinion either way.
Okay. In the 2024 election were held today, for whom will you vote for president? In the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, and Donald Trump, the Republican.
I wouldn't vote. I'm not voting for either of them.
Thank you so much. And for whom will you vote for president if the candidates were Joe Biden, the Democrat, Donald Trump, the Republican, and Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as independent?
I haven't looked into Kennedy, but I have a different candidate in mind.
Okay. Thank you so much. And do you approve or disapprove the job of President Joe Biden is doing handling the economy?
Disapprove.
And strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
I would somewhat.
Okay. Thank you so much. Do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling immigration at our southern border?
I neither approve nor disapprove.
Okay. And do you approve or disapprove of the job President Joe Biden is doing handling foreign policy?
Disapprove.
A strongly disapprove or somewhat disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Well, due to a $1 trillion budget deficit, transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Will you support or oppose an increase in Maryland sales tax for 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
This is to expand public transportation in Maryland?
Mm-hmm, correct. If you would like to, I can repeat it.
Yes, please.
Okay. So it's a $3 billion budget deficit. Transportation projects for roads, bridges, and mass transit are being cut in every county in the state. Will you support or oppose an increase in Maryland's sales tax from 6% to 7% to fund transportation projects?
I would say a hesitant yes. Hesitant approval.
So we could say that you somewhat support?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Well, which of the following, in your opinion, should receive the higher priority regarding transportation funding in the state? The first one is maintaining and improving the roads and bridges in Maryland, or maintaining and improving mass transit in Maryland, such as buses, light rail, and MARTs, or in trains.
I would say roads first, because you can't drive a bus on a shit road. You need a better road before you can drive a better bus.
Okay, I need to write that one. Thank you so much. Currently in Maryland, it is only a misdemeanor to possess a stolen firearm. Do you agree or disagree that it should be a felony in Maryland to possess
disagree.
A stolen firearm?
Somewhat disagree.
Will you support or oppose a mandatory penalty of at least 10 years in prison for anyone convicted of selling drugs laced with fentanyl if the drug resulted in a death?
Disagree.
Strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
Somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Do you think that you and your family pay too much in taxes, too little in taxes, or about the right amount in taxes?
I'd say the right amount.
Okay. Thank you so much. Well, pregnancy resource centers are places that do not perform abortions, but instead offer assistance to people during their pregnancy and after the baby is born. Do you favor or oppose pregnancy resource centers?
Favor.
Okay, strongly favor or somewhat favor?
Strongly favor.
Thank you so much. Under any law, a juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violence as well cannot be arrested. Do you favor or oppose changing these so they can be arrested and held accountable?
So that's what the law is now?
Yeah, according to this, under any law, juvenile 12 years old or younger who commits a handgun violation or violent assault cannot be arrested. The question is, do you favor or oppose changing these so they can be arrested and held accountable?
I favor changing it, but not in the way I think you're implying.
Okay. In that case, will you somewhat favor?
I'd say somewhat favor.
Okay. And do you favor or oppose using Maryland taxpayer dollars to pay for free health care for people who enter this country illegally?
Would that include free health care for everybody?
It is only applying to be used for free healthcare for people who enter the country illegally. In that case,
I agree with the free healthcare. I just don't understand why they. I feel like they wrote that question in order to, because they're trying to get a different answer out of something.
Okay.
I don't agree with that question.
I know that. And in that case, will you strongly favor, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose?
I'd say somewhat favor.
Okay, I'll note that. And how frequently do you play the Maryland Lardy?
Almost never.
Okay, thank you so much. And how much of a problem do you think credit card debt is for Marylanders?
I think it is a problem. Because I had a couple neighbors that had their catalytic converter stolen. And I know a bunch of people who got their car stolen. So I'd say it's a problem.
Okay, thank you so much. And as a way to increase the state revenue, do you support or oppose a plan authorizing the Maryland Lottery to develop internet-based lottery games that targets and encourages individuals aged between 25 to 45 years old to play.
I say I disagree with that.
Okay, is strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
I say strongly opposed.
Thank you so much. And should Maryland government be allowed to develop and operate a lottery gaming system that permits individuals to use credit cards or direct bank account access in order to play online lottery games? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you so much. And do you support or oppose Maryland teachers and schools, and school employees having the right to strike?
Yes.
And strongly support or somewhat support?
Strongly support.
Thank you so much. And do you think a mentally sound adult with an incurable terminal illness who only has 6 months or less to live shall have the legal option of medical aid in dying to get prescription medication they may take to pass peacefully in their sleep? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you so much. If you had an incurable terminal illness, still had a sound mind, had less than 6 months to live, and you met the legal requirements, will you want the option of medical aid in dying? Yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you so much. And which of the following best describes your opinion on the issue of abortion? The first option is that abortion should be legal in all cases. The second option is that abortion should be legal in most cases. The next one is abortion should be illegal in most cases. And the last one is that abortion should be illegal in all cases.
I say abortion should be... I'm going to go with legal in all cases.
Thank you so much. Well, a disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movements, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability? Yes or no?
Could you repeat the question for me?
Sure. A disability is a physical or mental impairment that significantly limits life activities. This includes conditions that affect a person's vision, movement, thinking, remembering, learning, communicating, hearing, or mental health. Do you consider yourself as having a disability? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And Maryland TIPS workers currently earn just $3.63 an hour from their employer and get the rest of their wages in TIPS. Do you favor or oppose a legislative proposal that will raise the minimum wage for TIPS workers to the full minimum wage of $15 an hour with TIPS on top?
Fully support.
Is strongly favored or somewhat favored?
Strongly favored.
Thank you so much. And the last three questions are just for statistical purposes only and will assist us gently in analyzing your responses. Into which of the following age groups do you fall? Are you between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
18 to 34.
Thank you so much. With which party are you registered to vote? Are you registered as Democrat or Republican or Independent?
Democrat currently.
Thank you so much. If the May 24 Democrat primary election were held today, from whom will you vote for U.S. Senate in the candidates were Angela Alsobrooks and David Trone?
I haven't done any kind of research on candidates for voting yet.
Okay, thank you so much. And I'm going to read you the profile of two Democrats candidates for U.S. Senate. The first one is candidate 8, is 68 years old, white male. He's currently a member of Congress in D.C., representing Maryland's 6th District. Over his career, he has led the fight for progressive priorities and providing opportunities. The candidate B is a 52-year-old African-American female. She's currently county executive in Prince George County. Over her career, she has lived the fight to create jobs and keep down the cost of living. If the election were held today, for whom will you vote, candidate A or candidate B?
Probably B.
Thank you so much. And what is your race?
White and Native American.
Thank you so much. What is your religious affiliation? Are you a Protestant, Catholic, Jewish, another faith, or non-religious?
Not a Christian.
Okay. Thank you so much. And that's basically it. I really appreciate you taking the time to take the survey with us today. Hope you enjoy the rest of your evening.
Of course. Have a good night.
Thank you. Same to you too. Bye.